So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and light workers. And my guest today is so light and amazing. Her energy is off the charts. Her name is Dr. Sarah Brodsky. She's a clinical psychologist, and she uses tools of consciousness. Her focus is on empowering people to tap into their own conscious way of being. So welcome, Sarah.
Thank you for having me, Erica. I'm so grateful to be on your show today.
I know. It's like, how much fun can we have?
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. So much fun as possible.
So tell me kind of like, you know, I'm pretty curious. I was a psych major myself. Tell me what happens for you, like, in that place between like more what we think of psychologists as, and then the whole thing about consciousness, and just kind of play with that. What does that mean for you, where those two meet?
Yeah, well, I'm aware that a lot of people probably in the field of psychology may take a little more linear approach, kind of more of a diagnostic base, and come in with more of a structure to how they show up. In this case, I'm a clinical psychologist, so I work with clients individually, but they may come in with more of a structured approach. Now, for me, I show up very differently. I show up where I meet the person in their world and really look to helping them tap into their awareness, their knowing, their being, their receiving, and really looking at it from a space where they can have choice and possibilities, and not using judgment or discernment or anything that keeps them limited. So I show up very authentically to them. I use the tools that I encourage them to use. And it's just amazing what happens in session, because from this point of view and this awareness that I come in with, it allows us to really do healing at the speed of space. Mm. Like, it can happen so quickly. And it blows me away. Like, I'm really in awe of the whole process. And I've dabbled in different approaches through the years, because I've been in practice over 16 years. So really, at this point, using the tools of consciousness and the way that I do has just been phenomenal.
That is pretty fun. That's pretty exciting. And I have a question. So if I'm in business and I'm an entrepreneur and my business is in healing, what advice can you give me?
Well, I would give the advice of, you know, your business is like a relationship. And when we're looking at allowing ourselves to be present in relationship and really contributing to that, it's more about asking some questions around what I would like the business to look like. What would I like it to be? What are some areas that I would like to clear and get more clear on, so that I can generate and create the income that I would like to create, the way that I would like to show up to clients, just depending on what the business is. But really looking at it in terms of like an entity that you're contributing to.
I love
it. So that's one space that I would suggest.
I am so delighted to actually have gotten behind a new book that is out on the market. It is called Relationships Done Easy. And Dr. Sarah Brodsky wrote Traveling the Seven Seas, Seven Components to Generating, Creating, and Sustaining Conscious Relationships. So tell me a little bit about that journey. And like you said, the chapter just kind of showed up, like, boom. So tell me a little bit about
it. It really
did. Yeah.
It was so amazing. And the moment I tuned into the energy of really what conscious relationships are, in came the language. And from the language, I actually created a tool that didn't exist prior. So this tool that's presented in the chapter, it's called the Conscious Relationship Compass. Mm. And it really allows people to get unstuck in the areas that they're stuck in terms of relationships. Now, this could be relationship to self. It could be relationship to other, like family members, parents, obviously significant others, relationship to business. you know, any relationship that you have, this tool can help really explore where there's limitations and where we drop into more of this linear world and get stuck in all the conclusions, the expectations, the patterns, and the rules. You know, it's really heavy there. So this compass actually helps free up a space to then generate and create and sustain more light relationships.
You know, what if I'm just pretty sure I suck at relationship? Because I'm looking at this and it's so dang positive. It's like, oh, you know, clear, change. What if I basically have like, you know, just like a long list of where I have screwed up in my life? And, you know, I don't screw up personally, but I'm just wondering, like, what if I just like have never been able to get this very fun?
Well, exactly. Well, and that's kind of where, you know, our heavy thought, feelings, and emotions keep us limited in that. Like we have a script to that, or maybe that's someone else's point of view that you adopted that never was yours to begin with. Mm. So it's really about looking at, you know, the different things that keep us limited. It's really our cognitive part of our mind. And when we are able to bypass that, and that's kind of what this tool can help with, then it allows us to tap into these lighter energies and these lighter spaces. But we have to kind of get clear on what we don't want. So maybe you're really clear on what you don't want.
Right.
Just as important as getting clear on what you would like. So it's all a contribution.
Yeah, it's all a contribution. I just had to have fun with you there. So how can we get a hold of you, Dr. Sarah Brodsky, amazing one?
Oh, you're so sweet. I have a website, so it's www.drsarahbrodsky.com. And so it's drsarahbrodsky.com. And I also can be reached at drsarahbrodsky@gmail.com. That's my email. And I'm also on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming today. That was so much fun.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.